أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون وأما الذين ابيضت وجوههم ففي رحمة الله هم فيها خالدون تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وما الله يريد ظلما للعالمين ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور صدق الله العظيم. Today inshallah we discuss verses 106 to 109 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verses Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given us yet another prescription of us uniting as an ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is yad'una ila al-khayr, that we invite towards al-khayr, and khayr is following the Quran and the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inviting towards good, commanding the good, forbidding the wrong. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had advised this ummah, or prohibited this ummah, from not following those whom the clear signs had come to them, and after that they had deferred in the matter of the clear signs and they had not accepted it, and then the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come upon them. When would that real azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come upon them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yawm, it will come on a particular day, and here that day refers to the day of Qiyamah. But here additionally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to describe this day, the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show a very clear distinction of the day of Qiyamah between two groups of people, and the distinction will be evident on the faces of the people on the day of Qiyamah. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ, that on that day there will be faces that will be glowing, there will be faces that will be illuminated, faces that will be shining, وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ, and faces that will be gloomy and dull. Who are the faces, or whose faces will be gloomy and whose faces will be shining? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies in other verses of the Quran, like in Surah Abbas, in Surah Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it differently, that there will be faces that will be happy, laughing, smiling. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. There will be faces that will be beaming. There will be faces that will be looking at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described this. In this world also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the heart the seat of everything, like we find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the reflection of that heart is often shown on the face. Sometimes we as human beings cannot see it, but on the day of Qiyamah it will become evident. Allah says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ, then those whose faces will be gloomy and dull. أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, it will be asked that did you commit kufr, did you disbelieve after your iman? And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to a very clear fact that there was a point in time when they believed, and after they believed they had committed kufr. So here, who are this group of people? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that they were people that had recognized the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after having recognized it, they did not practice upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, they invented, they innovated, they brought new practices into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And insofar as they believed, they then moved away from the beliefs that were shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this can go from very minor issues to very major issues. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the riwayat is in Tirmizi Sharif, when on one occasion in Damascus, when he had seen the dead bodies of the Khawarij. Who were the Khawarij? The Khawarij were those people that had left Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They were part of the group of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They had some differences. They left Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then they opposed the main body of the Muslims. And then Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he saw these bodies, he said that these are the worst dogs in the fire of Jahannam and they are the worst people under the sky. And then he read this ayat of the Quran Sharif, يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُمْ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُمْ. People began to ask him, that are you saying this out of your own accord or have you heard it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Now one must understand that these were events that had taken place after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they were obviously events about which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prophesied. And then he counted on his fingers, not once, not twice, not thrice, not four times, not seven, but more than that. Have I not heard it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so many more times, I would have not spoken about it. In other words, these are the events that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had spoken about, and this is the ayat that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself had recited. So they were part of the body, and then they moved away and they opposed the main group of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, opposing Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then we find that there are those ulama that have spoken about the Ahli Kitab, that on the one hand, they had known Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had spoken about him, and they had come to Medina Munawwara, especially to bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he had come, the signs were evident, they had recognized all of it, the Quran and everything, but then they did not bring iman. So there was a point in time in their lives that they had understood that he is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, he will come. But when he came, then they made kufr on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the other interpretations. But all of it is that after understanding and realizing this deen of Allah Ta'ala, a person does not practice. فَذُوقُ الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Then taste the punishment because of your kufr, of your disbelief. A very key word is bima, because. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear again that the punishment is not because Allah ta'ala wants to punish. The punishment is as a consequences of our own doings. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بِيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ. With regards to those whose faces would be shining, whose faces will be glowing on the day of Qiyamah, فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. They would be in the rahmah of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now here Allah Ta'ala does not speak about Jannah, but Allah Ta'ala says, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will remain in it forever. Two separate mercies of Allah, two separate ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why does Allah Ta'ala not say they will be in Jannat? Because Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to show that Jannah is acquired by the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat this as two independent ni'mats of Allah? We go back a few steps, we go back a few verses. That right at the beginning of the ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us prescription number one, that one is this, that we have to bring this quality of taqwa. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati. And then Allah ta'ala says, wa'tasimu bihablillah. Hold on to the rope of Allah ta'ala, and it is not holding on to this Quran for a day or two, but it is persistence. It is not taqwa that we have for a day or two, but it is persistence. So the persistence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, and for having the taqwa, holding on to the Quran, we will then earn the mercy and the rahmah of Allah, and for the persistence, Allah Ta'ala will grant the continuity of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala in the hereafter. Tilka ayatullah, that is these are the verses of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Natluha alayka bilhaq, that we recite them upon you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the truth. That one is, it is the true words of Allah. There is no doubt in it. There is no contamination. There is no adulteration in it. وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not desire ظُلْم. Allah Ta'ala does not desire oppression, lil alameen, for the creations, for the creatures, not in this world, not in the hereafter. It was not that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala imposed upon us such difficulties that we were unable to bear, and then Allah Ta'ala punished us. Allah gave us a simple deen, Allah gave us a simple code of conduct, Allah Ta'ala had simplified everything. But when you look at the verses before, if we can understand, Allah spoke about the brightness of the faces, Allah terminated with His rahmah, Allah wants to show His mercy. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. When the domain belongs to Allah Ta'ala and all of it, the sovereignty is Allah's. Everything is in the ownership of Allah Ta'ala. There is never a possibility of any form of zulm whatsoever. When everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala, it is natural then we turn only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wa ilallahi turja'ul umur, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all matters return, all matters originated from Allah Ta'ala, all will return to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if we want any form of success, turn to Allah Ta'ala in this world, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant it. For those that are concerned about the unity of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then these are the verses that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has revealed. These are the prescriptions that Allah Ta'ala has granted. In it lies the khair of the ummah, that we invite towards khair. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will create khair in the ummah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.